So why is initiation important? Primarily for commitment. Just like, say if we are in home, we can study at home also. If I want to become a doctor, could say that I can study all the medical books at home also. But, you know, two things are there. There is the commitment. If I register in a medical university, there's the commitment that happens. Because there's a formal structure to the education. And I become committed because I admit it. And then not only the commitment, there is also a certification that comes. Because there are people other than me who evaluate me, who observe me. And that way I become certified as a doctor. So I would say initiation and a spiritual path serve a similar purpose. Ultimately, just like it is not that just by registering in a medical college, that's all. It's not that by that alone somebody is going to become a doctor. Similarly, initiation should not be made everything. But initiation basically, so somebody could have been studying medicine outside the college also. And if they have learned, they have learned. We acknowledge that. They have medical knowledge, we acknowledge that. So we cannot say that bhakti, devotion, is limited to those who have initiation. Wherever bhakti is present, we respect it. At the same time, you will see that, especially somebody is becoming an exponent of bhakti, they usually have some affiliation with some tradition, some initiation is there. Just like, you know, sometimes in our home, our grandmother may have some home remedies for certain diseases. If you have cold, if you have cough, whatever. So, but then our grandmother is not going to start her own practice as a doctor. So like that, we can make spiritual growth wherever we are. And whatever, from wherever we are, we should always be enthusiastic to keep growing. At the same time, initiation creates a formalization of the commitment. And by that commitment, by that formalization, our own conviction to practice increases. We practice more steadily. And we become connected with the whole community more formally. Just like somebody registers in university, we're more formally connected with the professors, with the teaching staff, with the other students. And the whole learning process grows much more. And eventually there is certification. Yes, one becomes a practice, proper spiritual seeker, and one moves towards becoming a seer eventually.